I do got speed jokes, the best of. Thanks for sending them in. We've been away a lot this week, so we don't have a fresh batch, but we've surveyed some previous ones that we, in fact, played in the speed joke segment at this time this week. So from this week's batch, here's joke of the week number one. Hey, here's a pro tip. If your vacuum cleaner isn't working, I took mine to the repair shop over the weekend, and they put a Bears jersey on it, and now it sucks again. And that was early in the season, by the way. That wasn't on the eve of the Green Bay game. Okay, joke of the week number two. My New Year's resolution is to get into shape. I have selected round. I get it. Here's joke of the week number three. I was in divorce court last week, and the judge said, I have decided to give your wife $800 a month. And I said, that's great, Your Honor, and I'll tell you what, I'll kick in a few bucks myself every now and then. Joke of the week number four. I took some of my Christmas money and bought a life alert bracelet, Andy.
Aren't you a little young for that?
So if I ever get a life, it will alert me. Hasn't gone off yet. Here's number five. Hey, would it kill the makers of avocados to put a different toy inside? Joke of the week number six, please.
How did the pig get to the hospital in a ambulance?
We had a bunch of them were like that. Here's another one.
Pickle goes to the casino blackjack table and says, dill me in.
Don't you love the idea of a pickle going to the blackjack table? Here's number eight.
Hey, Andy, what's the stinkiest planet?
I don't know.
Poopiter.
That's got to win. Here's number nine.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Control freak.
Control.
Okay, now you say control freak who?
Actually, that one's not bad. Here's number 10.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a poet walking down the street, and John Williams will star as another poet coming from the opposite direction.
Hello there.
Hello. Haven't we metaphor?
Hey, we're on a roll. By the way, Marge Sippel, if you're listening, I owe you a text message or phone call or email. We'll ask Marge to come on with us first of next week, and we'll pick the joke of the month for December and then come up with our bracket for the new year. That is the 16 best jokes told in 24. Here's joke of the week number 11.
Hey, Andy, I'm giving up eating chocolate for a month.
Well, good for you.
Wait, I didn't say that right. Andy, I'm giving up eating chocolate for a month.
Joke of the week number 12.
I went to a cannibal buffet and they ran out of food. Good thing I ordered ahead.
I love me some cannibal jokes. Number 13, please.
We waited on the ground for 6 hours at the Charles de Gaulle Airport while they gassed up our plane.
What was the delay all about?
It was the Paris Fueller's day off.
That's pretty clever. That's good. All right, we got one more.
Hey, Andy, I thought you were going to do Dry January.
I am, John. This is a Sauvignon Blanc.
Not what they had in mind, but okay, Andy, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
How about it, Andy? Which is the joke of the week for you?
Well, the 8-year-old in me loves Poopiter.
Going with Poopiter. There's one for Poopiter. Bob Kessler in the newsroom.
I hate to kick a team when they're down, but the Bears jersey was pretty good.
Bears vacuum cleaner sucks now. Steve Alexander says,
that was a good thing I ordered ahead.
Not too bad. I like that control freak joke pretty well.
That's
so,
a good one.
Pete, why don't you play along? What's the joke of the week?
Ordered ahead.
Ordered ahead. Missed it by that much. Okay. Thanks for sending jokes in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Remember, we always play this bit back after the 1:30 edition of WGN Radio News, and our jokes live at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes. You can share them or hear them again if you miss them right there. WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.